Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who invites us into a relationship with him. We ask that you open our hearts and minds to your word today. May we experience your presence deeply and be transformed by your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To begin, I want us to reflect on the desire that we all have, whether we realize it or not, the desire to be with Jesus. This desire is written in the hearts of all believers. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Take that image for a second and imagine a vine and its branches. Think of a grapevine specifically. If you sever a branch from the vine, what happens to it? It withers, it dies. But when the branch stays attached to the vine, it flourishes, it grows, produces fruit. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. The key to living a fruitful life is staying connected to Jesus. Just as a branch needs the vine to survive, we need Jesus to live and thrive. Augustine, one of the most influential theologians in church history, he wrote in his Confessions that his restless heart could only find rest in God. I've shared this quote before. He spent much of his life searching for fulfillment in worldly things, but once he encountered Jesus, he discovered what he had been longing for the whole time. He said, "You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." It's reflected his deep desire to be with Jesus and to find peace in his presence. Do you desire to be with Jesus today? Are you craving his presence? In the busyness of life, we often forget that Jesus is right here, inviting us to abide with him. If we look at Jesus' life on earth, we see that he lived a life of deep connection with the Father. He himself regularly withdrew to be with God in solitude, prayer, or just simple communion with his heavenly Father. We see in Mark 1:35, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house." I had to take a spiritual formation retreat, and we went to a retreat center out in the middle of Missouri, and as part of that, half of the time we were out there, we were given time to simply be still. No agenda, no tasks, just time to sit in nature and reflect. So I grabbed my Bible and my journal, I set up my hammock, and I got to work, which is a weird way to think about sitting and reflecting. At first, I was pretty restless. A bug would land on me, and I'd know about it. I'd hear a bird, and I'd listen to see what type of bird it was. I couldn't get my hammock situated just right, and my hat fell off, and I'm also a person who like verbally processes quite a bit, and so when I was supposed to be silent in this whole endeavor, I was narrating what was happening to myself. My mind raced with thoughts of things I needed to do. I struggled to sit still, but over time, as I let go of all those things, I began to experience peace. The longer I sat in the quiet, the more I felt a deep connection to God. The reformer Martin Luther also valued this time alone with God. He famously said, "I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours of the day in prayer." His commitment to prayer and solitude in the presence of God wasn't just an option, it was essential to his ability to face the immense challenges of his ministry. He understood that before he could serve effectively, he had to first be with God. As followers of Jesus, we have to ask ourselves, am I following his example of being with the Father, or am I rushing through life and neglecting the most important relationship? More often than not, I don't like my answer to that question. When we choose to be with Jesus, something remarkable happens. His presence transforms us. When Moses encountered God on Sinai, his face shone with the glory of God. We read about that in Exodus 34, right? When we spend time in Jesus' presence, we too are transformed. Think about the process of refining gold. It's heated to extreme temperatures to melt it down. And as it melts, impurities rise to the surface, and they're skimmed off, leaving behind pure gold. The more time the gold spends in the fire, the more pure it becomes. And in the same way, the more time we spend with Jesus, the more the impurities in our hearts are brought to the surface, to where God can purify us. His presence refines us, making us more like him. This is a process of transformation where we are molded into the image in which we were created. Just as gold becomes more valuable and pure through the refining process, so we become more Christ-like as we spend time in his presence. One person who deeply understood the transformative power of God's presence was St. Teresa of Avila. She was a Carmelite mystic and spent hours in contemplative prayer and wrote extensively on the importance of dwelling in God's presence. She said, "In the inner life, we must spend our time seeking Jesus, gazing upon him, and allowing him to transform us." Her life of prayer and deep communion with God allowed her to endure hardships and challenges, reflecting the power of God's transforming presence. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Paul writes, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Have you ever noticed, this is a real duh question, ever notice how a mirror reflects whatever is placed before it? When we look at ourselves in the mirror, it reflects our image. As we behold Jesus, we reflect his glory. The more we gaze upon him through his word, through prayer, through worship, the more we are changed into his likeness. It's as if his reflection becomes our reflection. As we stay in his presence, his love and truth transforms us, shaping us into the people he created us to be. So how do we remain in Jesus' presence in a practical way? It's not just about a fleeting moment. It's a lifestyle of continual connection. I think the four ways that this plays out practically is something that we're also very used to being told to do. Spend time in prayer. Engage with the Word of God. Worship him. And fellowship with other believers. If we think back to our mission statement, I think that's what it's called, is our mission statement, walking with others as we walk with Christ. When we continue to think about our relationship with God as a daily walk, if we walk with someone every day, we get to know them deeply. We talk, we listen, we enjoy each other's company, maybe. But if you only walk with that person once in a while, you miss the opportunity to truly build a connection. And the same thing is true with Jesus. We need to spend time daily with him, whether it's through prayer or reading the Bible or just being still in his presence. As wonderful it is to experience his presence in our daily lives, we also have the glorious hope that one day we'll be with him forever. Revelation 21, it says, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among his people, and he will dwell with them. They'll be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." Imagine for a second a child who has been away from their parents for a long time. when the day finally comes for the reunion, there's an overwhelming joy and excitement. Sometimes I get this at the end of a work day. If I leave before Felix woke up, he just puts his arms out and he's like, "Papa!" And he comes and he hugs me, right? Sometimes there are tears of joy there. Most of the times it's just hugs and laughter filling the room as we're reunited. But this is the kind of reunion we can expect when we see Jesus face to face in eternity. One day we'll experience that joy, being in his full presence. No more pain, no more sorrow, just perfect communion with our Savior. Think back through the countless martyrs who faced death because of their unwavering faith in Christ. People like Polycarp and Ignatius, who were willing to suffer and die because of their belief in the eternal joy of being with Jesus. It reminds us that our ultimate hope is not in this life, but in the life to come. For these early Christians, being with Jesus was worth everything, even their very lives. The greatest gift we have is the opportunity to be with Jesus. It's not a distant reality or something reserved for a few. It's a present reality, a relationship that is available to anybody who calls on his name. Jesus is always inviting us into his presence to be with him, to listen, to be transformed, and to bear fruit. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you for inviting us